Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone Weedle. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down. We thank God for each and every day. I hope you got up this morning and you said, Lord, I thank you for waking me up. Glory to God. I hope you got up, hallelujah, saying, Lord, I thank you because you let the blood run warm in my veins. Said, Lord, I thank you because, Lord, I know there's a God in heaven that sits high and he looks low and he thought to touch my body and wake me up on this morning. I hope you got up this morning and said, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I can chew. Oh, good God about it. Lord, I can eat on my own, Lord. I hope you said, Lord, I thank you because I have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. Glory to God. If you didn't, go backtrack and do it now. Glory to God. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. And I know, you know, hear that cliche y'all say all the time, but he is good all the time. Hallelujah. He's never lost a case. He's never failed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man has failed God, but God ain't failed man because he still sits high and he looks low. All you got to do is call him up and tell him what you want. And believe me, he'll answer. Hallelujah. We serve a God that never sleeps and he never slumbers. So if you need it, then Lord, I need you. I need you to come down and see about me. Glory to God. And he will. Hallelujah. My God. But so many times I think people think that, you know, it's people are just saying stuff. But if you read your word of God, you'll know that he said, all you got to do is call me and I will come. Hallelujah. My God. Whatever you're believing in for, whatever you are praying for, all you got to do is call and say, Lord, I need you now. And guess what? He'll come and he'll see about you. He'll give you the strength to endure. He'll give you the peace of God that rests upon your shoulder. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Huh? You won't have to be not sleeping all night, glory to God, tossing and turning and up all night, walking the floor unless you're praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't have to do all that. He will come and see about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you again. Amen. To Prophetic Corner. Hallelujah. Where God is God and let God be God in your life. Sometimes you forget all about all the other stuff and all the other people and all the stuff they said they can do and give you. Forget about that. Hallelujah. Remember when the enemy took Jesus on top of the mountain and he said, if you are the Son of God, I can give you all this. He said, man don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. He was letting him know you don't own nothing. Hallelujah. My God owns it. Glory to God. Hey, y'all better get it. Y'all better get it. You better get it. Get it. Hallelujah. Live by it. Walk by it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead on. Amen. I'm going to give the announcements at the end of the show. Hallelujah. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and open my line up for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I want you to press the 1. I will bring you in for prayer. All I want you to do is tell me what's your prayer request and where you're calling from. That's all I need. I don't want you to give me your name. Hallelujah. We want to know what part of the world we're reaching. We know we constantly want to continue to reach every part of the world. So we just want to know what part called in on today. So if you desire prayer at this time, press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we leave the lines open and nobody pressed the 1. Oh, my God, but that's okay. Hallelujah. You know, fear not, for God is with thee. He's always there. It don't matter if they know my voice or whatever they know. Disguise your voice if you want to. It don't matter as long as you get your prayer needs met. We serve a God that's right now and on right on time God. We don't serve a God that will, look, he's not there. He's there all the time. Remember that. I don't care who say he's not right there. Yes, he is. All the time. He's there when you sneeze. He's there when you eat. He's there when you go and get that zero candy bar. Y'all know, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. He's there when you go, amen, and get that baby roof. I know some of y'all know what that is, you know. Some of the people, maybe the children online, maybe saying that's old folks candy. You know how they work it. They always said, it's old folks stuff. That's old folks stuff. Well, you know what? Tell them to keep living. They're going to wish they'd live by some of the old folks' principles, because they are still alive and they're, you know, living, and they're living past 100 years old now, correct? Come on, somebody. Glory to God. So, you know, the principles of the older people are not bad. You just need to listen, hallelujah, and bring it over into this century, you know, and use it, hallelujah. But if you don't use it, you'll lose it. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the one, so we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Like I said, I'll give the announcements at the end. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, as humble as we know how on this day, oh, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them what they need on today, Lord. Every person on this line, God, is needing something. But, Lord, only you know. So, Father, we say rain it down upon them on this day, Lord, because we know, Lord, you are the giver. And everything belongs to you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare. If it's healing they need, Lord God, we send it, Lord God. From the north, south, east, and the west. Hey, glory to God. Huh? If it's a financial blessing they need, Lord God, we send it to the north, the south, east, and the west, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. If it's peace they need, Lord God, we send it out through the airways on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, we serve it on time and all right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, a God that never sleeps and he don't slumber. He's always there whenever you need him. He's right on time, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the strength, Lord God, of your people on this line and all across the nation, Lord God. Whether they're listening, Lord God, by phone or whether they're listening on the way, Lord, we send the spirit of the living God to them on today, Lord God. Lord, bring them up and bring them higher in you, Lord God. Bring them up and let them know it's time to grab hold to the gospel plow, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for souls, Lord God, all across the nation in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them draw closer to you, Lord God, as they hear the word of God and want more wisdom, want more understanding, Lord God, of your word. Let this word draw them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I push back any hindering spirit, Lord God. I push them back into the sea, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall not float, oh, my God, on this radio program on today, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you're in it. So, Father, we just thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. That those that will come and give their life to you, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, they won't be bound down, Lord, saying, oh, my God, I don't want nobody to know that I'm saved. They won't fear, Lord God. They won't have that fear of man, Lord God, but they'll have a reverential fear of you, Lord God. If they don't give their life to Christ, what could happen next? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, even the children, Lord, shall come in, Lord God, and say, you know what? I want to know more about that man named Jesus. I want to know more, hallelujah, oh, my God, of how he can deliver, how he can set free, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, oh, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, we ask you to go in every household. Lord, whatever you see, Lord God. We know, Lord, that you will show it to them, Lord God. You'll show them to come up higher. You'll show them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I want you in this place. Oh, my God. I want you in this ministry. Oh, my God. Lord, you be their guide. In the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, some are just sitting, Lord, and not doing any work in the ministry. But, God, you're calling all, Lord God. You're calling all to the front. Oh, my God, no more being in the back. So, Lord, we're calling all to the front to begin to work for the kingdom of God right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We said every stronghold, get back and behave in the name of Jesus, oh, God. That spirit of church hurt, get back and behave right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We loose them right now and let them go, Lord, so they can go forth in the ministry and do your work, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory because we know, Lord, if it had not been for you, Lord, we wouldn't be here. If it had not been for you on our side, Lord God, we couldn't do what we do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, as it shall endure forever. in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn how to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because understand this, he's cunning. He's cunning. He's deceitful. He said he rolls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That means he wants to bring the destruction. It don't matter what he got to do. Sometimes he'll get in the car. He wants to have a car up. He'll get in the children, make them act a fool. He'll get in the husband, make them act up. He'll get in whomever he may get in. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll do it to make them act up. But guess what? You're not responsible for what they do. You're only responsible for how you treat people. Glory to God. That's what you got to remember. You ain't responsible if somebody calls you names and curse you out and all that stuff. You're not responsible for that. But you are responsible to how you respond. And sometimes you got to just learn how to walk away, to have that gift to walk away. Hallelujah. So sometimes you stay there and you stay there. Sometimes, well, I just want to hear what they got to say. Nah, you know what they're going to do? They're going to make you madder. That's what it's going to do. Just learn how to say, I'm gone. Holler. Let them keep saying whatever it is they want to say. But learn to have the gift to walk away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because guess what? It's going to save you. It will save you some time. It'll save you from going off. It'll save you from losing your mind because you say, hold up, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. It'll save you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So remember, just have that gift to walk away. Just learn to walk away. You don't have to stand there and listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because so many times you just want to hear that last word. Why? Because it ain't going to do nothing but bring the devil in it. Show up. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to retaliate. Show up. That's what we say down south, show enough. Or I can say it like, you know, you're going to retaliate for real, okay? We can get for real, however you want to put it, glory to God. But just learn to have the gift to walk away. You know, we're living in a time and we're in a season where you ought to be focused on him and not on the stuff that's going on. If you're going to focus on something, focus on how you need to pray for people to get healing and how you need to pray for them to come to Jesus and how you need to pray for the families and the loved ones all across the nation and those things and ministries to do the right thing and make sure they're serving God and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do and they got their righteous walk, that righteous lifestyle of living. That's what you focus on. Glory to God. Don't focus on all this other stuff. It don't even matter. Glory to God. Because people going to be people. And some, they don't change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. My God, we serve an on time and a righteous God. Now, if you would, I would like for you to go ahead and turn to Proverbs chapter 4. That'll be Proverbs chapter 4. And this is wisdom. That's what I'm going to title this message is wisdom. Glory to God. And in here we have, you know, Solomon, his father, David, he gave him, imparted some wisdom. You know, how many of you know that, you know, you sue law? Well, I'm not going to say that they don't do it now because I know some parents do, you know, and you know, your father and mother sat out and they imparted some wisdom in you, glory to God, and telling you this is what you need to do and you need to follow this. And, you know, some, they drug the church, you know, anyway, you know. I know my father, whether we went out and stayed out all night, glory to God, whatever, it didn't matter because when you came in, I don't care if you came in and the sun coming up, you might well get up or stay up, glory to God, and get ready to just go right on, hallelujah, to church because you were going. I don't care how sleepy you was or whatever it was. It didn't even matter. Hallelujah. And if he left and went on to church, you better be getting there, and it was long before you need to be getting there, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's what parents did in those days. But how many of you know now, hallelujah, it's a different story. The children tell the parents what to do. They really do. They sometimes parents don't instill wisdom and knowledge into their kids now, and so much they need to. We live in some critical times now, real critical times. Things are happening, so you really need to. You need to know where they are. We don't get into our message, but, you know, we need to know where they are and know, hallelujah, how to stay in his word and know how to eat the meat of the word and know what to do, how to do. And this word will give you all that. But you got to understand, parents, you got to put it in them. Because if you don't put it in them, they won't get it. Glory to God. No, you don't send them to the school for the teacher to do it. Hallelujah. Little JoJo cussing the teacher out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praising, praising, praising. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where did he get it from? He probably got it from you. Hallelujah. Some things are learned at home. Hallelujah. And some things are learned for other children. We understand that. Hallelujah. But whatever goes in, that's what's going to come out. If you put the word of God in and part it in them, you can have your own Bible study with your children at home. You can do that. Hallelujah. But you got to instill the right thing in them. We need you to do that now. Glory to God. They ain't too old. Hallelujah. Go ahead and start to do that. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. We're going to Proverbs chapter 4. Hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. So he was saying, hallelujah, hear what I'm saying, because I'm giving you good doctrine. Solomon was saying what David told him. He was giving it to him. He was telling his son, you know, of what David had taught him. This is what he come right here from verses 1 through 9. He's telling them what he taught him and how he taught him to hear him. Glory to God. He said, hear what I'm saying. I'm giving you good doctrine. And what I'm giving you, glory to God, it is coming from the word of God. So he know he was giving him good doctrine. So you know that you're giving your children good doctrine when you're coming from the word of God. Glory to God. So you can go out there on third field. Now, I ain't telling you that. You can also give them experiences and give them testimonies of things that you went through and how you went through and what you had to do. Glory to God. That's good. But you also got to remember, you give them the word of God and give them some scripture to back it up and see what they say. Let's move on to verse 3. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. So he was the only one that God picked out. He had other siblings. Yes, he did. David and Bathsheba had Solomon. You know that. Y'all know that. We don't get all into that. Yeah, we ain't talking about that today. We're talking about something different. We're talking about wisdom. Okay? Hallelujah. So they did. They had Solomon. And so what happened was David, hallelujah, was instilling wisdom in Solomon. He was telling him some things. Let's see some of the things that he was telling. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words and keep my commandment and live. You see right here, he was telling him, hallelujah, to stay and listen to what he was telling him because the word that he was giving him was falling, he wanted to fall on good ground. So what he did, David had to cultivate his heart. In other words, he had to prepare Solomon's heart for the word of God. You know, that's why we pray. So we have to prepare you when we pray. We're preparing you to get all the other stuff out of the way. So, you know, yeah, this went on, that went on, this went on. Yes, get all that stuff out of the way to receive the word of God. Because we see right here, David had to prepare Solomon's heart when he was telling him and when he was giving him wisdom on what he needed to do and what he needed to do to in the word of God, listen to the word of God, read the word of God. So he wanted to make sure that it was open, his heart was open. So you got to ask God to create in you a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in you. You know, sometimes you can have the wrong spirit. Glory to God. You can have them spirits, glory to God, in you that will stop you from getting anything that I'm saying today. All because you judge who's the speaker. Oh, Lord. We don't get all into that, but guess what? It happens. You ain't really hearing because you got something against the speaker. But, you know, release all that today. Just release it and hear the word of God that's coming from my mouth. Hallelujah. So he cultivated his heart. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. In other words, he said, get wisdom. In other words, you're going to have to make some decision to get wisdom. You know, people say, well, I want more. I want more of God. I want more. I want more of God. Yes, you want more, but guess what? You got to go at it. That's what he said, get. You see that right there? He said, get wisdom. That means you're going to have to do something. It ain't going to just come to you. No, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to go get it. If you desire something, you're going to have to go get it. If you desire more of God, you're going to have to go get it. How would I do that, prophet? You're going to have to read the word of God. You're going to have to meditate on that word. You're going to have to pray and ask the Lord, what does it mean if you don't understand it? Lord, I want more wisdom. I want you to open up my heart so I can receive it and engraft it on my heart, the word of God. Glory to God. He said, get wisdom. So in other words, you're going to have to make the decision to read. You're going to have to make the decision to study. You're going to have to make the decision to go to Bible study. You're going to have to make the decision whenever it's time for us to go online. And you say, Lord, I want to hear a word from the Lord. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to hear these preachers preach. I want to hear the apostle preach. I want to hear the pastor preach. I want to hear the evangelist. I want to hear the ministers. That's what you got to do. When you got a made-up mind to want more, you're going to have to go get it. Understand? Hallelujah. You have to make your mind up to go get it. It ain't going to just come to you. Like I said, go get it. You know, you'll go to the store and I got to go to the store. I got to go and get this ice cream, man. I just want it so bad. Okay, you got to go get it. Well, I know, you know, some stores deliver. Yeah, it's true. But, you know, they probably won't. I don't know if they deliver one cup of ice cream or not. But you only want one cup, you might have to go get that. Glory to God. So you got to go get it. You got to go get it. Let's move on down. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. So that means glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, David taught Solomon how to love wisdom. Remain on the path of wisdom. Because sometimes you can get off wisdom and get on the wrong path, and it'll take you down that street. Huh. And you'll run into some stuff that you wish you hadn't, some stuff that you wish you hadn't ran into. Wisdom will keep you. You got to learn how to love wisdom. I love reading the word. I love to find out what he's saying in the word of God. I love to study the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, it ain't easy because sometimes things come and try to distract you and put you on the other path. Glory to God. So you won't hear what he's saying. So you don't know what he's talking about. But I love wisdom. I love to read. I love to, and let me tell you, it didn't come overnight because I'm one that did not like to read. Hallelujah. I did not like to read. But as I started, you know, to get a little older and I realized, you know, I got to read this word in order for it to get in there. Hallelujah. Yes, I could turn the radio on and I can hear it and I can turn the phone on and it can talk to me, talk back to me. Glory to God. You can do all that. But as you read the word and you put it out in the atmosphere and it sets your atmosphere around you, and sometimes things will come and try to distract you. But you'll remember the word that you put out in the atmosphere. Then here it comes and he brings it back. The Holy Ghost will bring it back to your remembrance. Remember when you said this, you said that. You said this, you said that. Remember? Hallelujah. Remember when you said, my God shall supply all my needs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you were reading in your reading. So you're going to have to remember to get it. Hallelujah. Go get it. It ain't going to just come to you. Go get it. Let's move on down to verse. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get an understanding. Wisdom is principal. It's valuable. And, you know, you should hold it at a higher regard. You know, most of the time people think, okay, wisdom, just to get fame, money, and fortune. No. Wisdom will keep you from doing some stuff. Hallelujah. Wisdom will keep you from getting run over, hallelujah, by a truck. Now, okay, the truck coming down the road and you say, okay, I can make that. Wisdom will tell, hold up, wait a minute, don't move, don't you move. That's that Holy Ghost power. And then wisdom saying, don't move, don't you go, you can't make it. Hallelujah. Wisdom will keep you from falling into some ditches that you don't want to fall in. Wisdom will keep you, you know, JoJo calling late at night, well, you know what? Hey, baby, talking with that bare white boy. Good God Almighty. Okay, he with that bare white boy said, well, you know what? I was just calling to see if you want to come over. Hallelujah. I made some hot cocoa, you know. Amen. Glory to God. Wisdom tell you, don't you go over that man's house at late at night. The Bible said, don't let your goods be evil spoken of. See, you already got wisdom of the word and the meat of the word. So guess what? You're going to get, well, you know what? I'm sorry. You can take your hot cocoa and drink it, or you pour it down the sink. Whichever you want to do, that's on you. Glory to God. So you've got to have some wisdom and hold wisdom at a higher standard. Glory to God. It's not about money, fame, or romance. Wisdom is to keep you. It will help you to have a long life if you would read it and get that wisdom on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Don't think you always got to have those around you. Just think about it, hallelujah. If you got people always around you, hallelujah, when are you going to have time to read the word? If you always got to pick up the phone and call somebody, I say this all the time. But I see it and I hear it all the time. So that lets me know you ain't got time to study no Bible. Because it takes time to study. It takes time to pray. It takes time to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It takes time to sit and meditate. It takes time, hallelujah, for wisdom to impart in you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So here's what you got to do. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hold wisdom at a higher regard, a higher standard. Let's move on to verse 8. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou doest embrace her. You know, Solomon was rewarded because all he asked for wisdom. And when God asked him, well, what do you want, Solomon? What do you want? He just said, I want wisdom because I want to judge your people rightly. Glory to God. And because that's all he wanted, understand, he was one of the richest. He was the richest man. He gave him the money. He gave him, you know, all the women and all that. Yeah, y'all understand. Yes, gold, silver, all that stuff. He gave him all that stuff because all he wanted was wisdom because he wanted to do right. By judging them, whenever things will come up, and you know they was going to make him, you make him the king of Israel, glory to God. And he wanted to do right, because he had that do right spirit. So understand, if you embrace wisdom, then it will take you far. When you embrace that wisdom of God, it's going to take you beyond where Star Trek has been. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down to verse 9. He shall give to thine head an ointment of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. You know, he was telling him, if you remain on the path, it will preserve you and it will keep you safe. Wisdom will keep you from going and getting in the car with these people. Hallelujah. You don't know where they're going. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're going to get in trouble. And guess what? You will, and you're going to go down too. Wisdom will keep you. Hallelujah. Don't say that. You know how sometimes people will say, well, if I'm thinking it, you must say, I need to say it. No. I would say take every thought into captivity. So see, you got that from the wisdom and the word of God. See, wisdom will keep you from talking about people that you shouldn't even be talking about. Hallelujah. So many times you come to the shows and you hear the word of God and then you go on back like, you know, oh, that was a good message, Prophet. That was a good message, Apostle. That's a good message, Minister. That's a good message, good message. But what did you learn? Did you learn anything about it? Whenever you go on and make the next phone call and talk about the person? No, probably didn't. Let's move on. Verse 10. Amen. Glory to God. Heal my son and receive my sin, and the years of thy life shall be many. In other words, he was telling, if you listen, you will prolong your life. Hallelujah. You'll have eternal life. Wisdom will help you to get eternal life if you would listen and read the word of God. And whatever he's saying, you do. It'll help you to be that righteous person and live that right, righteous lifestyle that he wants you to live. It'll stop you from going over there, hallelujah, knocking on JoJo's door in the middle of the night, hallelujah. Wisdom will keep you, hallelujah. When you seek it, but guess what? You have to seek it. Because if you don't seek it, you ain't going to get it. He says, seek and you shall find, right? He said, knock and the door shall be open. Hallelujah. So he's there. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing fail. God ain't fail. It's man's hearts that's failing from God. Glory to God. Let's move on down to verse 11. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straight. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. He was saying right here, you won't stumble if you have wisdom and you know, okay, don't go over this way. Don't do that. That's evil over there. I'm not going over there. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm not going to curse nobody out. I'm not going to do none of that because guess what? That's evil. So I don't want to stumble and fall, hallelujah, by doing things that is not like God. Wisdom will keep you from a lot of stuff. You know, so many times you think, well, God's going to pour it in now. Yeah, he'll pour it in now. When you read it, if you read it, then you say, Lord, just pour it in now and let it pour on down on my heart what I read. Lord, let me hold on to what I read. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to go and get it. Let's move on to verse 13. Take fast. Hold of instructions. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Glory to God. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. He was telling you, avoid evil ways and evil men. Don't take the first step towards evil, no matter what. No matter who tries to pull you over there to the left, do not go. Sometimes people want to pull you where they at. You know, you're trying to come up higher, but then they're trying to pull you back down, saying, oh, she's living too righteous. She's living a right law, trying to live a righteous lifestyle. She just, oh, my God. I remember one time, and I could say this, hallelujah, someone told me, amen, said I was too deep in the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I didn't have to say too much, glory to God, because when somebody I know, they took up, they said, well, hold up, you need to get deep, you know. Hallelujah. I'm like, yeah, she too deep, and she went crazy. I ain't never known nobody go crazy getting deep in the word of God. Glory to God. So he said, I'll keep you if you keep your mind on me. I will keep you in perfect peace. That's the God I serve. But they say, you're too deep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, you see, that was a wicked person wanting me to live like they live. Oh, my God. Let's move on down to verse 15. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Don't take the first step. Turn away from it. And this wisdom will keep you from going towards evil. It'll keep you, hallelujah, glory to God, from doing things that you shouldn't do. It'll restrain you. It'll put a restraint on you. Hold up. Wait a minute. You'll hear the word of God, and then you say, hold up now. Lord said in his word, oh, I can't do that. I can't go there because that place is not a righteous place I should be walking in. That's an evil place. I should be going over there to that club. Hallelujah. And you know what? So many times now, we'll tell it like it is, Christians are going in clubs saying they're going in there to minister. Come on, are you really for real? Come on now. You ain't going in there to minister for real. You're going in there to roll it, roll it. You ain't going in there, hallelujah, for real. Glory to God. Help us, Lord. You ain't for real, for real. Because if you did, you could have ministered outside the street. If you know these people, amen, and they went to the club, you should have waited till they got home, or you should have went before they went to the house, before they went to the club, and told them, don't y'all go up in there. You don't need to go in there. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Sometimes people can say some of the darnest stuff, you know. Well, I just went. I'm okay. I just went, you know. But if you go, like I said before, you're a part of that group. That's what you wanted to do. Hallelujah. And you see, so many times Christians do, they go to the club, well, you know, we got to do something. Well, you need to have your own, hallelujah, party at your house. Make it a praise party for Jesus. That one right there will get you eternal life. But the other one is no telling what it may get you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 16. For thou sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. You know what? Some people cannot sleep unless they done told a lie on other people. That's just the way they is. Some cannot sleep. Well, you know what I thought about this in my mind? Well, you know, this is what she said, and she said this, and she said that. You know? And guess what? The devil bring all that stuff up, too. He will do it, too. But you got to learn how to cast it down. You know, you got to, in your mind, we can say a lot of stuff. Hallelujah. But don't release that stuff. Just cast it on down and say, Lord, I ain't thinking that way. I want to think right. I want to talk right. I want to live right. I want to act right. Glory to God. You know, you got to learn how to talk to the devil. Talk to him. He'll flee. Put the word on him. He will flee. He said, resist the devil. He will flee from you. So guess how you're going to resist him? You're going to resist him with the word of God. But that's when you got to seek it and seek the wisdom and know what scriptures to use, what word to use to get him to get out of your life. And, yeah, he may come back, but guess what? When he come back, do it again and tell him you ain't playing. Hallelujah. You don't want to think about stuff like that. My God. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of valor. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Just don't follow the wicked people down that path, because there's darkness and there's gloom and doom. But here's the thing, hallelujah. If you follow wisdom, you will have a bright light shining. And it only gets brighter the more wisdom that you get, and you get from the word of God. When you understand what he's saying, you understand what he's telling you to do. You understand what he's telling you not to do. And I had somebody to tell me, say, you can't live all that word. Well, one thing about it, glory to God, hallelujah. He said, we all fall short. You may not can live, amen, everything, hallelujah, but guess what? You sure need to die trying, I'm telling you, glory to God, hallelujah. If you ask God to help you whenever you sin, guess what? He will. I don't know what they're thinking, you know. They're thinking he ain't real, glory to God, but he is real. He sit high and he looks low. Wisdom is the one that will preserve you. Oh, my God. It won't let evil stuff come upon you. Wisdom will tell you to look out. Don't go over there and talk to that one, because guess what? They're going to tell it. Whatever you say to them, you whisper in their ear, they're going to tell it before you walk away from them. Wisdom will tell you, listen to the word of God. Wisdom will tell you, you know how high gas they got. It'll tell you, don't go over there, amen, and buy all them new dresses and all them new shoes. And you say you got to go to work, and then the next thing you know, glory to God, you're living paycheck to paycheck. Wisdom will tell you, don't do it. Well, you know you went over there last week. Well, why you want to go over there again this week? Glory to God. How many dresses do you need? My God. Glory to God. Wisdom will tell you, hallelujah, my God, my God, to meditate in his word day and night, glory to God, so you can have success, to meditate on the goodness of God. Oh, my God, when you read the word of God, when you get the wisdom from the word of God, wisdom will tell you, no, I'm not going to say that about my leaders. Wisdom will tell you, you don't come against the man and woman of God, because the Bible said, touch not his anointed and do his prophets no harm. Glory to God. Wisdom will tell you, glory to God, well, you know what, I ain't read in a couple of days, so I need to pick up the Bible and start reading it every day. If I don't read but that chapter and ask God to give me understanding of it, wisdom will tell you, hallelujah, I need to see. Wisdom will tell you, hallelujah, glory to God, if you give a prophet, you get the prophet reward. Wisdom will tell you, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, no, I'm not going to follow her over there, that club. No, she ain't going to minister to nobody. The only thing she's going to minister to is Jack Daniel. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. To verse 19. The way of the wicked as darkness, they know not at that at what they stumble. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. My God, let's move on to verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. In other words, he was telling him, hallelujah, listen. He said, wisdom can be given, but never received. He was saying, listen. You know, sometimes when people get wisdom and you be trying to tell them about wisdom, you know, they hear you, but guess what? They don't receive it, but they don't think you know what you're talking about. You could tell if somebody receiving what you're saying. You could tell if somebody, hallelujah, don't mind you talking about the word of God. They don't mind, you know, they won't turn you off and get on other subjects. They don't mind you talking about, you know, Jesus and God and all these different other things in the Bible. They don't mind you talking about that. If they get off on other things and you're talking about the word, then guess what? They don't want to hear it. You might well just forget it. Because wisdom, hallelujah, it'll keep you. He was telling them, you know, sometimes it's heard, but it ain't received. People don't receive it sometimes. Yes, I know it's hard to say, but no, they do not. But it's okay. But you keep on going. Glory to God. You don't let that stop you from teaching. Hallelujah. You don't let that stop you from living by the word of God, because you want them to get it. You don't let that stop you, hallelujah, from telling on JJ, listen, you got to be saved, hallelujah. And then when you get saved, this is what you do. You got to go back and read the word of God and go to Bible study and listen to the word of God and write it down. If you don't understand it, come back and I'll help you. This is what it does. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Oh, my God. Cultivate your heart and love wisdom always. because wisdom will get you where no man can take you. Hallelujah. Wisdom will get you things you never thought you had. Hallelujah. But, you know, don't put everything into a basket thinking that, you know, the man is important and the money is important. Don't put it in a basket like that, because wisdom, hallelujah, is more important than any of that stuff. Because one day, hallelujah, Jesus is going to return. And whatever you did for God, it's going to matter. Whatever you didn't do for him, it's going to matter. Let's move on down. For they are light unto those that find them, and help to all their flesh. It will keep you. It'll help you. It'll take you to places, hallelujah, and before people, and they open doors for you, glory to God, and it will get you before, amen, kings and queens and wherever you need to go if you got wisdom. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You know, you got to ask God to clean your heart. Make sure you know, hallelujah, that you have a clean heart. If you ask God to clean your heart, he will do it. Because you don't know what's in there. You know, you can be harboring stuff. Years of people did me wrong. I remember when, hallelujah, he took my man. Oh, good God Almighty. Come on. I'm hearing this. Hallelujah. And that was my husband. Okay, well, you know, he didn't take him. He went. Oh, glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But, you know, you got to ask God to keep you. Ask him to give you a clean heart. Hallelujah. That's from the wisdom, the word of God. And he will do it. Hallelujah. And you got to learn how to guard your heart. Don't let everything come in there that's stopping you from the word of God. Sometimes people will call, well, you know what, that ain't true. Hallelujah. Don't let them speak that crazy stuff to you that ain't true. If it's true, then you hold on to it. The truth of the meat of the word of God, you hold on to it. But if it's not, then you just tell them to get the stepping, because you don't want to hear it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 24. Put away from thee a forward mouth and a perverse lip. Put far from thee. He said, put it away, my God. You know, you don't have to, everything you think, you don't have to say. You know, some stuff you just need to leave it alone. You say, okay, well, I'm thinking it, I might as well say it. No. Like I said in the beginning, you take every thought into captivity. So if it's something you know that's going to make somebody mad, if it's something you're thinking about that's not right, then guess what? You shouldn't say it. Don't say it. You know, then you say it, then guess what? Well, I said that. Well, you done released it now, and you can't take it back. You know, if even the cuss words that you let out and your children hear it, then they go to school, want to cuss the teacher out. Glory to God. They didn't hurt it. And that's where they get it from. Parents always say, children, I want my children to do as I say. No. They ain't going to do that. They going to do what they see you do. If they don't see you do it, then some of the stuff, like I said, they won't pick up. But some of the stuff, they're going to pick it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let thine eyes look let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy feet from evil. And what he said, don't stray from the path. Stay on the path of getting wisdom, because it's going to help you through life. It's going to help you to get a more understanding. It's going to help you to be that great person that God wants you to be. It's going to help you to stay in that place in ministry. Don't stray from the path. You know, sometimes things come and things happen. You know, like I said, car breakdown, you know, and then all of a sudden here come another bill. You know, I didn't want that one. I'm sure nobody won't, but here it comes, then it's going to distract you. Well, I tell you what, I got to pay this bill, and then you forget all about when you ain't read the word, all you meditating on is this bill that you done got, glory to God. Don't let it distract you, hallelujah. Stay on the path. Well, you know what, they got a good sale over there. I got to go, hallelujah. Don't let it distract you, because the next thing you know, you go to one sale, then you go to another one, you go on to another one, and before you get it, then you come home, you say, well, you know what, Lord, I'm tired now. Yeah, you're tired. You done did all that shopping, glory to God, and now you come home and you're tired. You're stressed out, glory to God. Well, I'm so tired, Lord, I was trying to read the word of God, and I just went right on to sleep. Yes, you did. Because you stayed out there doing all that, glory to God. No, not to exercise. You just want to shop. Hallelujah. My God. Think about your destination. And know that you know. Wisdom will take care of you wherever you go. Understand, reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, it gives you the wisdom that you need to continue on in ministry. Don't stray. No matter what comes your way, know that he's going to take care of it because he's your provider. He's your El Shaddai. He'll do, amen, glory to God, what he said he would do. Every word is yea and amen, glory to God. So hold on to wisdom. Don't let it go, no matter what happens in this season or the next season. Some of you are in a season of reaping right now, but you see things are getting hard. But guess what? You got to hold on for real now. Hold on. Hallelujah. Get more wisdom. Read this word. Meditate. Hallelujah. Because you're in that season where it's right there. It's just right there. Hallelujah. Don't you know whenever you get ready to get what God has for you, that's when the seasons get hard. That's when when everything starts to happen. Because he knows that this season right here of changing is taking place. So don't give up right now. Hold on with all you got and know that it's going to be all right. Because you know who God is and you know that you have the meat of the word, the wisdom of the word of God to help you. Because he said, I'll be there, hallelujah. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to get the wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead at this time with the announcements. I want you to make sure that you tune in on Tuesday night. Hallelujah. With Apostle Yvonne Rounds and Pastor Joseph Rounds at 6 Pacific, 8 Central Standard Time, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you can inbox them while you're speaking to me. And they will get back with you. Let them know what you need. Hallelujah. You leave some contact information so they can get in touch with you. Hallelujah. And they will. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Don't miss a powerful praying woman of God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. I encourage you to go ahead and get her books. She got 1 and 2 already out. So I encourage you to go ahead and get them. You can read them together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Contact her on Facebook. She has 2 Facebook pages. Hallelujah. And you can get it. And you can go ahead and click on there. Amen. Or inbox her and let her know that you want to get a book, and she will. If you can't get her and you want me or any of the wild team members to help you, we will. Hallelujah. We will get you over there to get the book. So I encourage you, get the book. And I want to also encourage you to be partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. Glory to God. You know, because you're going to need a little bit more now than $25 of gas. We were just discussing that this morning. Some people were making some jokes about the gas, hallelujah, glory to God, about how much they were putting in. And she said, they said that's all they were going to put in. But, you know, hey, you only need a little more than $25 now. So I encourage you to go ahead and sow $25 and watch God and see what he do. Hallelujah. My God. So come on and join us. Come on and be partner. And join the ministry, hallelujah, glory to God, and see what God wants to do in your life. But so many times you sit back on the sideline, saying, Lord, I wish I could, I wish I had her. Lord, should her, you know, he'll answer you. Just ask it, hallelujah. And if you want to give more than $25, you definitely can. Nobody's going to turn it down, hallelujah. Because I know the ministry over here has been a blessing. So we're calling all saints, everybody on this line, amen. to sow into the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. But don't forget to get some wisdom. Because that's what you're going to need in these days to take you. That's what you're going to need to keep you. It's some wisdom. Hallelujah. Let me see if anybody has pressed the one that I missed. Hallelujah. For God is good and he is so worthy. Hallelujah. And I want to reiterate. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear last Tuesday? It was awesome. Hallelujah. You missed it. You missed a treat. I'm telling you. You need to come on and make sure you hear what the word of the Lord is saying, because he's moving by his power, by his spirit, by his might, says the Lord. So you better come on and get in where you fit in. Hallelujah. No one is pressed to one, so we're going to go ahead, amen, and give the invitation, amen, to salvation. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord God. I repent and I give my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. Go ahead and inbox me and let me know that it was you. Hallelujah. Because he wants to see all saved, all coming to repentance. Hallelujah. To give their life unto him. Because that's what he desires. He just desires you. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I know sometimes they be saying, well, you know, they just want my money. Glory to God. But understand, you don't say when you're going to go and buy you a big old stack of hamburgers and a big stack of fries and a big old, you know, large gulp drink. Hallelujah. All they want is your money. Well, you got to pay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't pay for God's word. But guess what? You can help the ministry to go on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can pay for help pay, amen, for the internets and different things that you have to do and all that they have set up. You can pay for those, help pay for those things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't say that. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's just something I want to throw in there. I ain't going to charge y'all for that one. So we'll go ahead and get off now. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Hallelujah. And don't forget, Ministry Lane will be coming up in 30 minutes. Don't forget our Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Don't forget our Wednesday, the Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 6 o'clock. And then Prophetic Corner Ministry on Sunday. Hallelujah. And Minister Elaine, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, also on Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome week. Amen. And remember, always put Jesus first. And in all thy getting, hallelujah, get you some wisdom. Read the word of God. Amen.